Northwest farmers spray pesticides onto apples, grapes, and other crops to protect them from damage. But those chemicals can cause major health problems for workers. The feds are rolling out stronger safety standards, as KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
Farm worker Martin Rios used to mix up big batches of pesticides, then spray them on grape orchards in eastern Washington. He knows it's a risky job.
Those companies made pesticides to kill.
He was careful. But one day, while spraying, the chemicals landed him in the hospital.
I have almost vomit, red eyes, headaches.
Headaches. After that, he'd get allergy-like symptoms every time the crops were sprayed. He says he asked supervisors for better safety equipment, but they refused. Rios worked in agriculture 23 years. Then he took some advice.
My family doctor told me, if you want to be there in the fields, believe me, you want to be... Have my problems.
Many studies link pesticide exposure to cancer, birth defects, and neurological diseases. The Environmental Protection Agency is rolling out new rules aimed to protect farm workers. EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy says the changes are long overdue.
Many of the most common types of incidents can be prevented if we adjust our standards to be more protective. So that's exactly what we sought to do.
One major change is a new age requirement. Workers who handle pesticides will need to be at least 18. Currently, there is no minimum age. EPA will also now require that workers get training on the risks of pesticides every year. Currently, they only have to be trained every 5 years. Other changes include whistleblower protections, better notification around work sites, and stricter enforcement of rules. The feds expect to phase in the changes next year. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.
And Washington State already requires pesticide handlers to be at least 18 years old.